you know, obviously that, you know, I can do the things to help this team be in a position to be successful. And, you know, not just me, but this whole team can handle the pressure of, you know, what it takes to get to a playoff berth. And we knew that if we lost, we wouldn't be able to make it. And so just to handle that pressure as a whole team, I mean, especially how young we are, I think that showed a lot. And that, you know, I need to play at that level consistently for 16 games for a regular season. And you learn from that and use what I did in those games to work on next year.
Do you kind of try and rally guys to the off-season programs like everyone did last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think, well, especially with once we start here, we want a lot of people there, everybody there. Mm-hmm. And I think we're holding ourselves to a standard. We don't want to get in a routine where, hey, you know, we made it this year. You know, if we do the same things, then we'll probably be back there next year. No, that's not how it works. I think we got to work even harder. And obviously, we know what our schedule is going to be next year. It's going to be a tough schedule. Strength schedule is going to be tough, but we're excited about that. And obviously, there's a lot of work that we need to do to make sure that we're in the same position next year.
What about the arm? Is it just a matter of rest right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it's something that'll heal up and no surgery or anything, but, you know, just give it some time and we'll get there.
How's it feel relative to a couple of days ago?
I mean, it's, you know, every day it feels a little better. You know, so I think flexibility, I mean, it gets better every day, but, you know, still got some time to get better.
What was Saturday like for you? Just obviously from the time you woke up, that's kind of the best crazy day for you.
It was. Obviously, you know, wasn't as much fun as I wanted it to be. Obviously, I wanted to be out there and, you know, frustrating day. But, you know, out of my control and, you know, something that, you know, makes me hungry to get back to be able to play in a playoff game next year.
When you talked to us last Tuesday and you said, you know, elbow's fine, everything should be fine, did you know that there was any concern at that point?
What are you trying?
yeah.
No comment.
No, I mean.
Well, you know, obviously we weren't that sure if I was going to be able to play or not. I mean, we wanted to be optimistic and. You know, obviously I had issues at that point. I mean, I had issues once the game was over. I mean, even in the game last week or the second Green Bay game, I had issues playing through that game after that hit in the first half. But, I mean, we wanted to be optimistic about me playing. And, but I mean, there were some things that, it was tough.
So you had woken up the day after the first Green Bay game on that Monday, and you knew that maybe that thing was going to be worse than it felt during the game.
Yeah, I mean, once I left the game, it was on that Sunday. It was pretty tough to even move it. So, I mean, you know, we were optimistic. I mean, we put a lot of time in treatment, and we saw progressions each day that maybe we had some hope that, you know, by 7 o'clock Saturday night that be ready to go, and that just didn't come into fruition.
Anything in the team setting last week, or was it just thrown on the side?
You know, did some handoffs and stuff in the team setting, but I mean, when it came to throwing, it was just with the trainers and with the coaches by just to see how I was progressing each day.
What are a couple of the key things you'll take away from this season that you made progress in?
I think the biggest thing is decision making. I mean, I think after that first Green Bay game, you know, kind of realizing that, you know, I need to take calculated risks and understanding what risk I should and shouldn't take, and really getting a good wrap around that and kind of developing that idea over the next four games into that last Green Bay game. I mean, I think I just learned a lot of that, and obviously had some games that I wish I could take back and some plays I wish to take it back, but those things we learned from, and we were able to get in the playoffs. But next year, I expect to, you know, I think I made a pretty good leap from that first year to the second year. I expect an even greater leap from the second year to the third year. And I think I learned a lot more this year than I did last year and the things that I was able to do. And so I'm, you know, learn a lot from this season and look for an even better season in 2013.
You talk about that leap. You go from three wins to making it to the postseason, injury and loss aside. You personally, when you look back, how long is it going to take for it sinks in? You started as a different person. You started as a single guy. I mean, a lot has changed for you in this one season.
It has. You know, obviously on and off the field, I mean, I've gone through a lot this year. And, you know, probably take a couple weeks to, you know, finally sit back and look at the whole thing and the whole year and what's gone on. And it's been fun. You know, I mean, there was times that it was frustrating and maybe wasn't that fun. You know, had some bad games. But overall, I mean – what a great feeling it was to beat Green Bay, to make it in the playoffs. I mean, that was one of my best memories I'll ever have playing this game. hopefully not the best one. Obviously have some games and some years ahead where hopefully we have a Super Bowl ring on our finger, but it'll probably take a couple of days, a couple of weeks maybe to finally let everything sink in and realize what's gone on this whole year.
Well, so much of your play has kind of been evaluated in stretches of games and pockets here and there, and then weren't able to play on Saturday. So how do you think management and the public should really kind of judge your season as a whole?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, for this whole team, I mean, to be able to make playoffs, I mean, everyone thought we were going to be 3-13 again this year. So I think that speaks volume of especially how young this team is, the things that we were able to accomplish. But, you know, obviously to not be able to play in the last game, I mean, that's frustrating and wanting to be able to do it. But, I mean, you know, people will probably judge everything on different areas, and that's fine. I mean, everyone's going to have their own opinion.
Do you feel like you're the starter solidified for years to come in this offense?
Definitely. That's what I see it as. But I think there's obviously I got to continue to earn it and continue to do things that earn the right to play and be on the field. And whether it's competition or not, I want to feel like I've earned it.
Everyone knows what Adrian can do, and we saw what Kyle could do last year. But how does it make you feel that your receivers, even the young guys like Jarius, the rookies that stepped up and showed that's an important part of this offense too?
I mean, it was awesome to see those young guys step up, and we saw Jerome had some great games as well. And is a group that's going to continue to develop. I mean, especially those younger guys with Jarius and even Jerome. I mean, it's their first year in the offense, and for them, Jarius was a guy that was on practice, or he wasn't on practice squad, but he was scout team for most of the year, and then jumped in and had to fill the shoes of Percy Harvin. And I mean, these guys are exceptional, and we're going to continue to grow together and build that chemistry. And obviously, we know that the passing game has to continue to develop. I mean, to finish, I don't know if we were last, but at least I know we were close to last. Obviously, that's something that we need to pick up and not so much push so much pressure on Adrian and continue to develop. And I know once that develops, we'll be more successful.
How bad do you want Percy back?
Obviously, he's a great player. When he was playing, I mean, everyone was saying that he was the MVP of the league. And so he's a guy that I think, everyone would like to see on the field.
At your lowest point in the middle of the season when you're struggling after the hot start, what helped you? I know Adrian has inspired a lot of the guys in the locker room not to put limitations on themselves, but what helped you kind of get it all together and make the run again?
Well, I think just my teammates. I think, when Adrian and some of the other guys, spoke to me after that Green Bay game and said that they were behind me and they understood the caliber of player that I can be. And I just took that to heart and made sure that I didn't let my team down. I mean, to know that we had a game like that in Green Bay, we had a very good chance of winning that game, and for myself to let my team down, I mean, that's what hurts the most. And so something like that, to be able to refocus and re-energize and get ready for that four-game stretch, I mean, you do it for the team. You play for the guy that's beside you, and that's why you do it.
Jerome is one of the free agents. What did he bring to this team?
He brought a lot to this team. I think he's a very athletic guy. I think he's a guy that's able to stretch the field. He's a guy that I think people need to realize that it was his first year. I mean, he was with one team for so many years. It's hard to change to a new team and learn a new offense, be around new guys. And he's a guy that I hope we keep on the roster and continue to develop and build a relationship on the field and off the field. And he's a great guy. He loves the game. He's fun to be around. I think everyone sees how much fun he has. And we saw the potential he had. Some of the potential that he had in those, I think the Green Bay and the Houston game, he had good games, and he can continue to be great. I think he can be a great player, and it'd be nice to see him in a Vikings uniform this coming year.